God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Jesus is the perfect expression of the will of God. Everything you see Him doing is revealing the will of God. Everything you hear Him say is revealing the will of God. Did He ever make anybody sick? Even one time? Did He ever tell somebody even one time, I'm sorry, it's not God's will to heal you? Even one time? Did He ever tell anybody, I'm sorry, the timing is not right. God's working something out in your life, and soon, but not right now.
Never.
Even one.
Never.
Then we have no scripture for such positions, which would make that doctrine unscriptural. In order for something to be faith basis and build your life on it, it needs to be scriptural. And in order for something to be scriptural, what must you have for it? Scriptures. Right? And people make fun of us and say, well, oh, that's not right, that's not right. We got scripture for what we're talking about. Where's your scripture? Where's it at? Not one case. Jesus making people sick, or the Acts of the Apostles telling people it wasn't God's will. How many believe this man was deaf and he was dumb, but then he was healed? Who could hear wonderful and talk plain? Oh, what can happen when people get to believe in God? How quickly things can change. We don't know how long this man was this way. It doesn't tell us. But it could have been a long time. Could have been born this way. I don't know. But he's a grown man. And if he was this way all his life, people say, yeah, but this has been so this way a long time. Yeah, but it can be changed so quickly. Even if something has tormented you for 20 years, just like that, if you can believe God, God has the power and it is His will to change it. Yeah, but this kidney hadn't worked in X amount of years. Well, how long had it been since his ears worked? How long had it been since he could talk plain? We already studied about the woman with the issue of blood, didn't we? 12 years. I don't care how long it's been. God can do it quick. If you can believe. How many believe in miracles?
Yes.
How many believe that it doesn't make any difference what it takes? Sometimes people, you know, they get all hung up on going, well, we don't know what's wrong, or we don't know exactly what needs to happen. You'll never know everything that needs to happen.
That's right.
And none of the experts that you'll contact will ever know all the details. People think that we're so advanced technologically now. Oh, we understand it all. Yes, people, okay, well, what about childbirth? Oh, we understand it. We can take you to the point where, from the egg to the stages, we can take you through every stage and show you, great, wonderful. What makes it go from one stage to the other? They'll go, life force. Tell us about life force. Show it to us on the microscope. Give us a graph. Understand what I'm saying? Oh, natural man only sees the outside. And that's the far lesser part.
Amen.
The big part's on the inside.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
And we got the big part because the greater one lives in us. Do you think it'd be hard for the Holy Ghost inside you to go, totally change your eardrums? Huh? The Holy Ghost wouldn't even have to try. He's the one who moved over the face of the deep. on the whole planet when it was dark and void, and God spoke and light came out. And I mean, he's the one who does, that's the kind of stuff he does. And he's in you. Do you think it's a big deal for him to restore a kidney?
No.
Or energize a liver? So you got to believe in miracles, though. I said, you got to believe in miracles. If you say, well, now, if I can't see it under the microscope, and if you can't explain it to me, then I can't believe it, right? And you won't have it. Well, if I could see it, I could, no, seeing is not believing, never has been, never will be. You believe when you can't see.
Amen.
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 Believe in miracles. Like Brother Hagin used to say as a little boy, he said he could not figure out how they had a black cow, gave white milk. You churn it, make yellow butter. He couldn't figure that out with his little head. But all the while he's trying to figure it, he's drinking the milk and eating the butter. We don't have to wait till we figure it out. Just believe it. Believe it. Expect it. Have it. Verse 31. Again, he departed from the coast of Tyre and Sidon. He came to the Sea of Galilee through the midst of the coast of Decapolis, which means 10 towns. And they bring to him one that was deaf and had an impediment in his speech. Other translations say, one says he stammered. One says he was unable to speak intelligibly. So he was making sounds, but you couldn't understand what he was saying. Another one said he was hardly able to speak. So these all go hand in hand. He could make some sounds, but obviously, you know, later on it says his tongue was loosed. So his tongue was tied or limited or restricted by some way. And it says, and they beseech him to put his hand on him. Now, we're talking about how to receive healing, how to minister healing. They came to Jesus, and they besought him. One translation says they implored him, would you please come put your hand on Bob or John or Jim or whatever his name was. Jim was deaf and couldn't speak plain. And they came to Jesus as he was traveling. And they said, would you please come, put your hand on him. Now, this tells us volumes right here, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Why would they ask him to do that? Huh? You don't ask somebody to lay hands on you unless you have faith.
Amen.
In the laying on of hands.
Yes.
Right?
Amen.
We know that this reveals faith right here. We know they had faith in healing. Right? They didn't believe healing had passed away. Not only do they believe in healing, they believe in miracles. A lot of times something like this is not a matter of a healing. I mean, if somebody's born without eardrums, their eardrums don't need to be healed. There are no eardrums there to heal. Right? They would have to be created. Can God do that kind of thing?
Yes.
Yeah, he can. Yes, he can. They have faith and they believe in healing and miracles for everybody for today. If they didn't believe it was for them, they wouldn't be there asking. If they didn't believe it was for now, they wouldn't be there asking. Right? They believe, they have faith in the laying on of hands. How many understand that laying on of hands is one of the principal doctrines of Christ? It's mentioned in the New Testament along with baptisms and the doctrine of repentance and faith toward God and these kind of things. How many understand laying on of hands is a holy thing? It's not to be mocked. It's not to be done lightly. Some people in charismatic circles and word and faith circles, I think, lay hands on people too much for too many things. And, of course, some people don't do it at all. So you got two extremes. But what I mean by that is you got some people is all everything goes up. Well, let me lay hands on you. And they're in every healing line and they get hands laid on them, you know, 3 times a week, 5 times a week. And what happens if you get hands laid on you and you nothing happens, then next time you expect less than you did before.
That's right.
And if you get hands laid on you 100 times and nothing happened for 100 times, what do you think your faith's going to be on 101? You see what I'm saying? And people just go through the motion of it, and it's just by rote. And people get to where they're not expecting anything. You'd be much better off doing it a fraction as much, but when you did it, do it with respect. Amen. Do it when you and the people doing the laying on of hands are in a position to believe and release your faith. Amen. You know, if you have a big crowd and you have a big healing line, you don't necessarily have time to ask everybody and try to see if they're ready to receive. But when I ministered to people on in healing school on a smaller basis, there's times I'd tell folk, well, you know, they say, well, I want you to pray for me. And I'd ask them a question too. And I say, well, no, let's don't pray right now. At least not about that. But I want you to lay hands on me. And I could tell they're not ready. They're not ready. A friend of mine in another country, fella came to him one time and said, you know, we hear y'all do that laying on the hands thing. Well, they just told you something right there, didn't they? No respect. Y'all do that laying on the hands stuff, whatever that is. Could you do that for me real quick? What should be the answer? No, brother, you're not ready. I mean, you wouldn't even have to know much more than that to know. You can hear the way people are talking. And he saw this and he said, well, he said, I'm having a healing meeting on Sunday, which was tomorrow, the next day. He said, go back to your room and get some rest. And he said, come ready to listen and hear tomorrow. And we're also going to have a ministry line at the end of the service. He said, and I believe your faith will be in better shape. It was a woman that was asking him this. And she said, no. She said, Sunday's the day I work in my flower beds. Can't you just do it right now? Well, some people are ignorant of the things of God. They just have no concept what's going on or what they're talking about. So those of us who do know should be kind, but tell them the truth. Well, no, you're not ready. Right? But see, a lot of times folk are not doing that. They're just lining them up, mowing them down, lining them up, mowing them down. People do it again tomorrow and in less faith than they did it yesterday. Well, a lot of times people would be better off if they said, honey, you just sit here. Like today, what we're doing here, we've been teaching on healing every Friday night. This is our 11th week right in a row. And a lot of times people that have heard something different all their life and their faith's not there and they got all these questions, they're confused. They need to come and be here every Friday night. Yeah. Right? And if it takes 6 months, it takes 6 months. Or if it takes 3 or whatever to get to the place where you got your questions answered. Yeah. You're not doubting anymore. You're not wavering anymore. You're ready and you know you're ready. Right? Instead of just going through the motions, hoping something might happen.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Deaf and Dumb Man, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R822. That's R822. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.